What you're describing in Syria, the kinds of attacks by the government on civilians, seems a lot worse than prefigured Western intervention in Libya. If Libya, why not Syria?
The secretary has said that each country is different, and she's absolutely right. Here, what the protesters are chanting is, "Sha'ab yurid isqat al-nizam." So the people want the fall of, and then they use this word, nizam, which can be translated as regime, or it can be translated as system. And what they mean is they don't want the president just to get on a plane and go to London. They don't just want a new president. They don't want a couple changes in the Constitution. What they want is a full-scale transformation of society, because 9 out of 10 things about Syrian culture are amazing and beautiful and great. But there's this one fundamental part of society, which is fear. This society runs on fear. That intimidation happens from the vast array of pervasive security forces and the system of informants. You can't just say anything you want out in public until now. And that's what people keep chanting for. They want the end of that system here in Syria.
But as things are playing out now, that's not going to happen, is it? It's the government that's got all the military hardware.
Well, I certainly can't opine as to whether or not that system will end. But what I know about the Syrian people is they're not just going to take this lying down. Even when this repressive, heinous government is sending in tanks to indiscriminately fire upon them, I think they're still going to get back on the horse, and they're going to still keep protesting. But Ramadan is starting tomorrow, and people keep saying that it's going to be Friday every single day.